became final. And apparently she never expected to get that far. And she was so tense, so anxious, that in a couple of days' time, she would be performing for her country in front of the cameras of the world, for one chance to excel. And because of her anxiety, she was not sleeping well at night. So the monk taught her a simple meditation technique. And off she went. And the monk, who didn't watch the TV, did not know what happened in that final. But apparently, he told the story in the Sydney Morning Herald, the daily paper in Sydney, that when, the day or two afterwards, he saw the athlete's parents and the athlete coming to see him. He saw them at a distance and they were coming closer. And he told in the newspaper that he could recognize that this was the East European couple, or couple, the parents and the athlete. And he saw the athlete from a distance, what he said, swinging something on a string. And as they came closer, he realized it was a medal. She'd got a medal from the Olympic Games. As only as they came even closer, he saw the colour. It was gold. She'd won a gold medal in the Olympic Games, 800 metres final. And they came up to this monk to say thank you. Thank you for relieving our daughter's stress so that she could perform to the very highest without anxiety or fear in an Olympic Games final. So, as we teach more meditation to the children of Sri Lanka, I soon expect one of you to get an Olympic Games medal. Why not? People do have the abilities, but sometimes they don't have the confidence. They may have the confidence in small events, in the big events, the ones which are on TV, the one where your country is cheering for you. Sometimes we get anxious, we get scared, we don't perform to our potential. With this meditation, relaxation, you can perform beyond your potential. The mind is the chief, the forerunner of all things. You have your mind strong, and who knows what you can achieve. So that's a little marketing before we start the meditation. So now, if you'd like to just close your eyes, just do the meditation maybe 20-25 minutes. And as you are closing your eyes, the first thing which I will ask you is to be aware of your body. How are you sitting right now? Are you comfortable? Because if the body is not comfortable, it's very hard to be peaceful. So you are aware of your body. If you wish to move it, please do so. To adjust the body. And to be even more refined, see if you can be aware of just one part of your body, your legs. How are your legs situated? Are they comfortable? Can you make them more comfortable? So with your eyes closed, you don't need to see, which means more of your brain is available to feel sensations in your body, which means you become more sensitive and you can adjust your legs. This is not just for physical comfort, it's learning how to be aware and also how to be kind to your own body. Once your legs are as comfortable as they can be, then start moving your bottom. Fidget now rather than later. And then move your awareness to your back. Many people have back problems because they're not aware of how they are positioning their back. And if you need to adjust, again, please do so. You may notice that on chairs, it's all right, it's okay to meditate on a chair. And you will always notice the chairs, the backrest is inclined about 15 degrees from the vertical. Because that is the most comfortable and healthy position for people with back problems, according to physiotherapists. So it is okay to lean up if you need to. And I see many carvings. All carvings are statues of the Lord Buddha sitting on a chair. There's no reason, if you need to, that you can sit on a chair to meditate. And relax your shoulders. And sometimes, in order to relax your shoulders, you may imagine a visualization. Imagine your shoulders like two bundles of reeds or straw pulled apart, and you let go of both ends until everything relaxes. And wherever your hands are comfortable, put them there. In order to find peace and relaxation and health in your body, awareness comes first and then some kindness. It is kindness which relaxes. So from the shoulders up to your neck, if you wish to move your head backwards or forwards to get the best position for your own neck. Once that's comfortable, up to your head. And you may notice science, psychology can read a person's emotional peace or anxiety from the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. So as you relax those muscles around the eyes and around the mouth, you also make peace in your emotional world, your thoughts. And once the head, the face is relaxed, see if you can be aware of your whole body sitting here, as comfortable and relaxed as you possibly can get it. And once you have done this preliminary exercise of relaxing the body, now we go to relaxing the mind. To begin with, you ask yourself, how peaceful or how agitated, anxious we are. How many thoughts are running through the mind? Or are you already peaceful? And to make it clear to yourself, ask yourself, from 1 to 10, how peaceful am I, or how agitated? 1 means very peaceful, 10 means very agitated, excited. So, from 1 to 10, how peaceful are you right now? Just say it to yourself. You're becoming mindful of what I call the peaceometer. If you want to know where this comes from, it's pretty much the third Satipatthana. Be aware of the mind. And what makes it agitated? What makes it peaceful? Call it the peaceometer. How peaceful are you? What makes you more peaceful? What makes that reading on the peaceometer, like a speedometer, like a thermometer, what makes it go down, becoming more peaceful, more calm? What makes it go up, become more agitated? One thing which makes it get more agitated is too much worry about the future, holding too much from the past. So, in order to let go and release yourself from the burdens of the past, be kind to the past. Whenever anyone has done to upset you, be kind to them. When you're kind to the past, it makes it easier to let it go. As to the future, your concerns, fears, hopes, be kind. Knowing that your future is being made right now. This is the only time you have to make it your future. Being here right now. And what's the reason to be peaceful? Then you can start watching your breathing. Are you breathing in or are you breathing out right now? How do you know what the breath is doing? There can be a feeling, a sensation somewhere in your body which tells you the breath is going in or the breath is going out. Keeping natural. And to make it more interesting, as you breathe in, as this air comes into your lungs, breathe in peace. If you are ill, breathe in health. If you are anxious, breathe in confidence. And imagine, visualize confidence or peace or health coming into your body with every in-breath. And when you breathe out, let go. More concerns, anxiety, even sickness. Imagine breathing out with every... Imagine breathing out illness or health or anxiety with every out-breath. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. Breathe in energy, breathe out tiredness, Just don't just say the word, feel what energy is like, remember what energy is like. The health and freedom from the irritations and afflictions of life. Remember what that's like. Breathe it in. Imagine it coming into your body and mind with every in-breath. The mind is the forerunner of all things. You can imagine it, visualize it. It becomes real for you. Tiredness disappears. Sickness, worry, gets lessened. The mind being a forerunner of all things, with the in-breath, something positive, necessary. Living in peace helps. Breathing out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. So you can feel peace. You can experience it growing in your life. And how does peace, how does calm feel for you? Don't think about it. Don't try and have a commentary about it. Experience it. What's it like? Feel how you are inside. Calm the mind. Just being here. Every in-breath. Feel it come in your body. Carry the dead coffins of the past on your head. All moments which can never be changed. How peaceful are you? How's the peace on the table? And being aware, mindful of things which really matter. Calm. close to him in his meditation. How to breathe in and out three more times. In and out. And at the end of the third breath, you may open your eyes to complete this meditation. Thank you.